From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter emerged from meetings with Iraqi officials in Baghdad Wednesday, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, offering to accelerate efforts to defeat the Islamic State, which occupies large parts of Iraq, including the contested provincial capital of Ramadi.
I had a very productive meeting with Prime Minister Abadi, and also separately a meeting with the defense minister, discussed with them the desire of the United States and its other coalition partners to accelerate progress, the kind of progress that the Iraqi forces are exhibiting in Ramadi.
Mr. Carter told the Iraqi officials it's important to recapture Ramadi, then retake the northern city of Mosul from the IS group. Meanwhile, the U.S. military announced it's withdrawing a dozen fighter jets from Turkey. The warplanes conducted strikes in both Syria and Iraq aimed at IS targets. The Pentagon insisted the presence of the aircraft was always intended to be short-term. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned Burundi is on the brink of civil war that could threaten the region.
What we have seen over the past few days is chilling. I have asked Mr. Jamal Ben-Omar, my special advisor, to go to the region before the end of this week to speak to the African Union, the countries in the region, and of course the government of Burundi. An inclusive political dialogue is needed urgently. We must do all we can to prevent the mass violence and act decisively should it erupt.
UN ambassador from the U.S., Samantha Power, Wednesday called the situation there horrific. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank on Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a decision that immediately increased borrowing costs for American businesses and consumers and could ripple through the world economy.
Were the FOMC to delay the start of policy normalization for too long, we would likely end up having to tighten policy relatively abruptly at some point to keep the economy from overheating and inflation from significantly overshooting our objective. Such an abrupt tightening could increase the risk of pushing the economy into recession.
Fed Chairman Janet Yellen saying it was time for such action. Policymakers increased the key interest rate by a quarter of a percent point, pushing it up from near zero to improving economic conditions. Yellen cautions more rate strikes are possible in 2016. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja is calling on Nigerian officials to investigate weekend fighting between troops and a Shiite Muslim sect that reportedly left dozens, perhaps hundreds, dead. It said the government should quickly, credibly, and transparently investigate these events and hold to account any individuals found to have committed crimes. The army accused members of the Islamic Movement for Nigeria of sparking clashes by blocking a highway in the city of Zaria to an army convoy and attempting to assassinate the army chief of staff. The military has taken the group's leader, Ibrahim Zakzaki, and his wife into custody. Sect members deny the charge. The Obama administration has informed Congress of a nearly $2 billion arms sale package for Taiwan. It includes two naval frigates, two anti-tank missiles, and amphibious assault vehicles. A U.S. spokesperson said the deal is consistent with U.S. commitment to maintain Taiwan's defense. Josh Earnest is White House spokesman.
Today's notification is consistent with the Taiwan Relations Act and U.S. support for Taiwan's ability to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. I would hasten to add that there has been no change to our longstanding One China policy that's based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act.
China, which regards Taiwan as part of its territory, summoned the U.S. to lodge a protest saying the sale should be canceled in order to avoid harming bilateral relations. The U.S. says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Wednesday the ban will begin in 30 days and affect everything but humanitarian aid. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the U.S. no matter who wins next year's presidential election. In his annual news conference with reporters, Putin said he's ready to work with any president elected by the American people. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.